Next song you're supposed to find is "It's a Little Too Late to Be the Right Thing Now."
Yeah, we gotta tell.
We gotta have that cocked and loaded.
Now, how is that going to be?
I'm hoping that the rains are going to start now, and so that'll be out of date.
How are we going to give that as a clue that the person's going to know to play it?
Well, are you going to talk about drought?
All right.
You know, we got one thing to say about this plant during the drought.
Okay, and that'll be their play. It's a little too late to do the right thing.
I'm counting on the rains to start and the drought to be
worse. The rain ain't gonna solve the drought problem.
It is. I mean, that's what solves drought, rain. You just, it's the amount of it.
This drought, we're going to be seeing the effects of this drought for the next 2 years.
He seems to take such delight out of that, doesn't he?
Hey, I was looking on this miscellaneous site. We got a lot of good information on here. Got the bamboo.
I don't know. It's Dr. Peterson, too.
Got the bat photos
Dr.
on there.
Peterson.
Uh-oh. And also, a guy came in yesterday I talked to at length on the first thing. Armadillo information. Mm-hmm. It seems that because the drought also bringing the little creatures to the yard. And of course, the armadillos, they don't like to dig in that old, hard, dry soil. And it gets rocks on their nose, and it hurts their little nose.
Oh.
And Judy brought him up, and she thought he was complaining about holes being in the lawn. And she thought it was that cicada killer, giant cicada killer. But they were spreading, and they were starting from one side of the lawn and spreading daily nightly.
Harvest of grubs.
Yeah, and so and the difference in a cicada killer wasp hole and an armadillo hole is that you can see the end of an armadillo hole. You know, it's only about, 4 inches deep at that deep, if that deep, 4 to 5 inches.
Well, he's
deep.
Showing two inches deep, and then he's saying 4 inches.
Yeah. Is that 2 to 3?
That's 2 right there.
Okay, 2 to 3. No deeper than 2 to 3. Mainly because they can't dig in that hard rock.
It was a bad joke there.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I was telling him, he's, of course, they're not in the backyard where his yard is fenced, because they're not going under the fence. They're in the front yard where the yard is not fenced. And I was telling him that, unfortunately, they're not easy to trap. And he's in one of these neighborhoods where all the neighbors have got their backyards fenced. So theoretically, he's coming through under one of those fences somewhere. He lives next to a drainage area, so the armadillo's hole probably is out there where the drainage area is. But he's coming at night, 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's what she
and
said.
He's coming at night
when the bar's closed.
He's coming through one of those fences. So all he has to do is find the break in the fence and then build that little
channel tunnel.
To run him into a trap when he comes in there, he got lights in the front yard, and I tell him to get his wife up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and flip on the light, and then have her go out and scare him, and he get there with a garbage can or a fish net, and get right in front of that hole.
I can just see that. I'm doing a fish net.
That's a pretty good catch, buddy. I mean, you think you got something when you get a trout on a fly rod. You wait till you get an armadillo and a fish net.
No, they'll fight.
Oh, yeah. But and if he wants to, he can put the fish net on the end of a fishing pole or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Take some pictures. At the 2 o'clock in the morning, no, that's not a big deal. And catch him that away. And then he said, dogs affect him. I said, well, depends on the kind of dog. You know, if you got a pit bull or
Airedale
or Jack Russell Terrier. You know, Greg Grant hunts them nightly with Jack Russell Terriers, and that's what they were bred to do: go in those holes after those varmints like that.
Dang, and so that's a pretty big varmint for a Jack Russell.
let me tell you.
Those Jack Russells don't know how big they are.
They got such powerful jaws, they can crack those shells and just split those shells right open and tear them all to pieces. But anyway, he said, well, I got a one-year-old lab. No. That ain't going to do it, first of all.
They'll be out there playing in the yard together. Whee!
And he said, well, it's crossed with a Rottweiler.
Oh.
I said, well, if he's more Rottweiler than he is lab, you may be able to do something. I said, the problem is you tie that lab out in the front yard. Is it your child's dog? Yeah. Well, somebody may steal the dog, or the dog may be barking or something like that. So I told him at the first rain, they'll probably go back into the wild, start digging in the soft wild. But they are after grubs. And then I've also heard the answer, and he actually reminded me of this, is you can treat for grubs. You know, just treat.
Now we're
treat
getting,
kill the,
we're
kill
having,
the,
yeah, we're having, a, we'll have a problem soon, though, because it's hard to kill grubs in when they're this big.
That's
and they're,
right.
And they quit eating, so they're hard to kill. They're nice, big size for the armadillos, so this is kind of prime hunting time, and it'll be done in a little while, but for now, it's real tough.